The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1977, astronomers using a telescope mounted to a high-altitude plane made an unexpected discovery. The planet Uranus had its own set of rings. They had never been seen before because they're made of material so dark that ground-based telescopes of the time couldn't pick them up. NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter entered orbit around Mars today in 2006. Robert Llewellyn, the comedian behind the decidedly rubbery head of Red Dwarf's redoubtable mechanoid Crichton, was born today in 1956.
You've been stuck here for 3 million years? What have you been doing?
I've been reading that fire exit sign over there. It's given me a lot of solace over the years.
Astronaut Laurel Clark was born on this day in 1961. She was one of the 7 members of the final crew of Space Shuttle Columbia. In 1980, after years of trying to find a game that would make everyone in the world want an Atari 2600, Atari finally hit pay dirt. And they did it by taking the then unprecedented step of licensing a game from another manufacturer.
Out here we entertain ourselves at home. So we got an Atari video game. There's so many different games to play. We especially like Space Invaders, zapping those little devils from outer space. It's fun, but personally I think the whole idea of creatures from outer space is a little far-fetched.
No other company offers you as many different video game cartridges as Atari.
Space Invaders turned out to be the killer app for the 2600, pushing the machine into the mainstream at home, just as Pac-Man was about to blow the arcade business wide open. Video games had finally found their first mascots. In 2000, another kind of Space Invader had the Stargate SG-1 team on high alert.
Oh, Neo. Thor. You're right? I am dying.
What happened?
It is, as you humans say, a long story.
Does this have anything to do with those bugs in the hall?
I could not transport you directly into this room. The bugs, as you call them, are attracted to the high energy output of the transporter.
What are they?
They are the enemy of the Asgard.
The dreaded nanotechnological replicators made their first appearance in the show's 3rd season. In 2006, fans of sci-fi channel's Battlestar Galactica were shocked when the storyline of the show suddenly fast-forwarded 1 year.
Mr. President, this may be the first step in a coordinated Cylon attack. I suggest our first priority be to focus in on internal security.
No. Our first priority is to the people to see that they are safely established on New Caprica. Once that's accomplished, we can put this tragedy behind us.
You're not listening.
I don't have to listen. I'm the president.
The show's 2nd season finale set the stage for the grim tone of the 3rd season. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
In 2000, another kind of space invader had